There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now. Welcome to Transformation Network and to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, JD, Psychic Explorer. I'm The Psychic. And my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Vasily, who founded the Transformation Network, and she is a world-renowned behavioral psychologist. She will be joining us shortly. We have an interesting theme today. Do opposites attract? And there's a lot of people say that opposites attract, and then there's other people that say, actually, you get along better with something that you have in things in common with. So Dr. Pat and I are going to discuss that. Before we get started, back on this day in 1905, during a routine inspection of a diamond mine in South Africa, the largest diamond ever found was discovered. It was 3,106 carats. It's been known as the Cullinan diamond, also known as the Star of South Africa. And that's because Sir Thomas Cullinan actually owned the mine. Long story short, this 1300 carat diamond eventually ended up in London, and it was cut into a 538 carat diamond, which became the centerpiece of the scepter of the British crown jewels, and the rest of the diamond was cut into 100 other diamonds. And we're talking millions and millions of dollars. And I just thought that was interesting because, I mean, I can't even imagine a 3,000 carat diamond. That's just incredible. I've got a lot of events coming up, and I know that this is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. So we are inviting people to call in, and I will be honored to do a mini reading for the callers in tandem with Dr. Pat's street smart, no-nonsense, intuitive, uplifting, and very healing insights. I've got a lot of events coming up beginning in February because I'm going to be on a U.S. tour. But next Monday, January 29th, is International Day of Hope and Healing. And if you go to my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com, just like my latest book, Afterlife Frequency, please go to the calendar of events and the International Day of Hope and Healing. It's a day-long event, and it's free. You can sign up for it online, but I'm honored to be on a panel with Dr. Gary Schwartz, Dr. Mark Pitstick, and some other grief experts and afterlife experts, and we'll be answering questions, and that will be in the afternoon. And then later in February, on February 7th, I'll be returning to Coast to Coast AM with host George Norrie. Coast to Coast AM is the world's largest paranormally themed radio show with over 5 million listeners, 3 million in the U.S. alone. And they have invited me back, and I'm very, very honored that this is my 23rd appearance on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll be discussing reincarnation and the science behind reincarnation. Then on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, you can reserve your ticket for the Conscious Grief Expo, another free online event. But on February 16th and 17th, I'll be conducting light circles online. And light circles are limited to 6 people each. That way, everybody is guaranteed a reading. And light circles are nice because I've got the time to spend with everybody. And it's a truly healing event. That'll be on February 16th and 17th. And then the following week, I'll be in Houston. And I'll be conducting spirit communication events at Body, Mind, and Soul of Houston. And I'm also honored to return to Great Day Houston, the KHOU CBS morning TV show with the most amazing host, Deborah Duncan. So you can find out about all those events, and I could keep going on and on, but that's just February. So I'm really busy, but I am so excited and looking forward to doing these events, to returning to Houston. It's also one of the great honors of my life to work with Dr. Pat Basile. Dr. Pat is such a unique and amazing person, and she helps so many people. And when we joined forces and combined what we do, we've created the most unique radio show experience, talk show experience. And it is such, like I said, it's such an honor to be part of this. Because you know, people call in, and all the callers, 1-800-930-2819, people call in because they would like a reading, and that's wonderful. But many times people don't fully understand the metaphors, the deep meanings, and Dr. Pat is so good at helping people understand what the messages from the other side mean. And not only that, she is an expert at giving people coping tools. She'll say, you know, I want you to think about this, make a list of this. And, you know, we invite people to call back to tell us how they're doing. So it is such a privilege getting to work with Dr. Pat. So there's a lot of other things going on with the Transformation Network. It is just a shining star in a world sadly engulfed in so much darkness. I mean, when you turn on the news, you see the war in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, the difficulties and problems in this country and the tension. And when Dr. Pat founded the Transformation Network over 20 years ago, she wanted it to be positive talk radio. Because if you want to hear misery and negativity, well, watch the news. However, with Transformation Network, there's dozens of shows on this network, and all the hosts are very accomplished people in their various fields, and it's all uplifting. It's positive. It's healing. It brings the light into a world of darkness. And so the theme of today's show is, do opposites attract? Well, think about light and dark. You know, sometimes we feel that we're just so overwhelmed by the darkness. The darkness could be depression, it could be grief, it could be physical ailments, and all those things. It all gets back to depression, to fear, to a negative self-image. And then there's the light, and the light helps to dispel those things. Sometimes understanding, where did your fear come from? How did this happen to me? And there's many times it's not very obvious. Other times people are going to focus on an event in their life, something traumatic which happened to them. And to some extent, everybody has some form of post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not just people in combat and first responders who definitely have to deal with that all the time. But many of us, if you've been maybe in an accident, or somebody you love has passed, or some other difficult thing has happened to you, it traumatizes you. And that's part of that darkness that engulfs you. And so is the light attracted to the darkness? Is the darkness attracted to the light? Or is there a universal balance? And these are some of the things that Dr. Pat and I will be discussing. And like I said, she'll be here in just a few minutes. Once again, this is a call-in show. 1-800-930-2819. We will be taking your calls tonight. And you can even share your opposites attract story. Maybe you're involved with somebody and that you love very much, who is the polar opposite of you. So share that with us, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go to a short break, and then I'll be right back, and I believe Dr. Pat should be popping in shortly. Thank you, and I'm Mark Anthony. You'll see me in just a minute.
Crystal Coach Show, sharing clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom with me, Anahata, every first and third Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. On The Crystal Coach Show, we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. Feel connected and reside in the vibration of love. For more information and to connect with me, visit TheCrystalCoach.com. That's TheCrystalCoach.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you struggling with body image, aging, or grief? Hi, I'm Dr. T, and here to support you through life's challenging experiences. I specialize in offering valuable insights into the unique struggles and triumphs that accompany these sensitive topics. My expertise and compassionate approach ensure that you will feel supported and understood. Learn how you can receive guidance tailored to your specific needs and concerns. Visit me, Dr. T, at ccwithdrt.com.
Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're going to help caregivers connect with someone who has no ability to communicate or anyone who struggles with communication. This is for caregivers who are responsible for young children, seniors, or anyone without language. Try talking to their soul or essence directly. We do it all the time.
Get in a comfortable spot, relax, and close your eyes. Then just talk to them. Feel free to listen for a response. It's that simple. If you want to hear our show about the topic, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for The Story of My Mom.
Listen to our show every week. We teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that is practical and useful. See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, or find us at theecosystemapproach.org. Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're going to help caregivers connect with someone who has no ability to communicate or anyone who struggles with communication. This is for caregivers who are responsible for young children, seniors, or anyone without language. Try talking to their soul or essence directly. We do it all the time.
Get in a comfortable spot, relax, and close your eyes. Then just talk to them. Feel free to listen for a response. It's that simple. If you want to hear our show about the topic, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for The Story of My Mom.
Listen to our show every week. We teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that is practical and useful. See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Welcome back, or welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I hope you can hear me okay. I am in a beautiful resort, and thank you, Mark, for opening us up. We are now, this background is for real. I just want everybody to know it's not like a stage green screen. If you can see it, I am at the beautiful, amazing resort, Sleeping Lady.
It's in Leavenworth, Washington. It's the kind of place you really want to go where you just want to chill. Natural wood, calm, peace. You got to like the snow. Don't bother. You got to like the snow. And, you know, I'm glad I got here, but it is a comedy of errors. I was telling Mark, there's always something you have to do to shake off the gremlins that carry with you. And it is funny because we had to take two carts to carry our stuff. There's two of us for four nights. Hello. And the guy, one of the guys checking in said, how long are you staying for? And we said, oh, just a weekend. And he looked at the cart and he said, are you like moving in? And I said, no, we are going to have like a potluck and 30 of our friends will be here. But let's get started with the calls. Before I do, how many people have cookie envy? So not only do the accommodations at Sleeping Lady and the staff, and it's beautiful, but we really do treat you like you need a rest. And we do. Let's go to the phone, Sierra.
Up first, we have Jennifer from Southern California. Jennifer, you are live.
Hi, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Sleeping Lady.
Psychic in the dark.
How can we help you, Jennifer?
You surprised me.
In a good
are
way?
You there?
We're here, Jennifer. How can we help you?
Okay, I'm hoping to get a reading from you, Mark. I have a loved one that just passed away.
Okay, is this a female? Because hold on. I'm getting a female energy coming through, connected to you. Feels like a female part of your family, which could mean the mother's side of the family. But that could be, you know, another female, like on the aunt level or the sister level. And with this woman, what I'm getting with her is she doesn't seem like she was elderly, but she I believe she was middle-aged. And what I'm getting with her is a difficulty in my throat. And when I say me, it's because the spirits project feelings to me so I can understand how they passed. And it's a difficulty swallowing. It's difficulty breathing. Yeah. And I'm feeling like my lungs feel like sponges, like that, just filled with fluid. Yeah. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And was she on your level or the level above you generationally, like the maternal level?
Maternal, my mother.
Your mom. Okay. That's why I said she's connected to your female mom side of the family. Hold on. This is interesting. She keeps singing or projecting to me Christmas songs. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Da, 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 da. I mean, I'm hearing all these really happy songs, and she keeps saying, don't despair. I mean, I'm seriously, she's framing up. Okay, a lot of people really like the holiday season, Christmas time. I mean, I like the music and the food and all that. But Jennifer, is there anything in particular about the month of December, births, deaths, anniversaries, or events, other than just like, ho, 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 we like Christmas?
No, I don't like Christmas anymore.
Well, then that's a yes. Okay. Because when I do private readings in light circles, I spend about 10 to 15 minutes at the beginning going through my process. So instead of no, that's a yes, mm-hmm. because the issue here is Christmas. Why don't you like yes. Christmas anymore?
Because my son passed.
Precisely. And no mom should go through what you're going through, and what it is, your mom has come through first, and this means that your son is with her. And now there is a male energy coming through, and when I start giving evidence about how people passed, I know I can sound very clinical, and I don't mean it that way. It's just that they're giving it to me so quickly. And if I don't know if you can see me, but I was like touching my forehead and my face, because when this male energy that I believe might be your son has connected with me, I'm feeling this massive pressure in my head. And I'm feeling like all of a sudden my head, I felt pain followed by a numbness sensation and then complete cardiopulmonary failure. And I'm also getting nauseated in my stomach. And so all of a sudden there was this jolt, meaning an abrupt, unexpected passing. Could be something going on with his head, but then cardiopulmonary and digestive tract locking up very quickly. Does any of that make sense to you, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. So he is definitely with your mom. And wow, what is with your family and all the songs? Now they're projecting to me that song, New York, New York. Da, 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 da. Be a part of it, New York. All right, I know I'm singing it way off key. All right, what is it with New York, New York City, or that particular song? Could there be somebody with a name like Frank? Is Frank Sinatra? Go ahead, go ahead.
My son's father was from New York.
Okay. Is he on planet Earth or in spirit?
Spirit.
Wow, you've got your mom, your son, your husband coming through. And the reason for this is that they don't want you to despair. Now, I know that that sounds like, oh, you know, you pull it right out of the psychic Pez dispenser. But I, you know, Dr. Pat's been working with me long enough. I just don't fling out. Obviously, you're very distraught and you have every reason to be. But your spirits, these three people, your son, your husband and your mom are here because they're worried about how you're nosediving, spiraling into depression. Perfectly understandable, but they are saying to you through me that we are in the light. We are in what you know as heaven. And they keep saying, they keep projecting to me this beautiful powder blue color. Before I turn you over to Dr. Pat, what does powder blue, like a pastel blue, mean to you?
It's the color of the blanket my son made for me that I always sleep with.
There you go. So he's around. He's aware that you do this. Also, that powder blue, that's a color of peace, of healing, of don't despair. Dr. Pat?
Well, first of all, you know, we do a lot of these shows. We've been doing this for a while, and I could count maybe on one hand where three family members have shown up, maybe if ever. I'm trying to recall. And my sense is when that happens is there's something important for you to hear, Jennifer, you know what I mean? And my gut, without working with you and knowing you, is that they're not feeling agony. They're not feeling pain. They're not feeling whatever happened to them before while they walked this earth. They're not feeling it. And a lot of times when I listen to Mark and what he brings through, the message is usually, what can you do and what can we help you do, Jennifer, to heal? You know, losing people like this, it's painful, isn't it? And the question that I wonder is, what can you do? What can we do to help you heal?
Well, I guess it's what you said. You know, I just want to make sure that, especially my son, that he's okay.
If I can jump in real quick back to you, that's why they said we're in what you call heaven. And I don't say this lightly, and I don't mean to sound facetious, but it's hard to be better than being in heaven. Now I'll turn you back to Dr. Pat.
I want to say one last thing for you, and I want you to take this with you. I want to ask you a question. Let me ask you one first. You said your son made a pastel quilt for you?
Yes.
What are you doing with it?
I'm sleeping under it.
So here's the thing. Most shades of blue are calming. They really are. Everybody says they're calming, right? Pastel blue is a gentle blue. calming is not the right word for it, although all blues are calming, they calm. But this pastel blue is a gentle color. And you know what it's like? You've got to be gentle with yourself. Do you hear what I'm saying a little bit? I think you're a little bit hard on yourself about this. Is that true?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. This is something you're holding on to really quickly. You don't have to answer on air, but I would like you to think about it. Is there something you're holding on to where you think you're responsible for something here?
Yeah.
Bingo. You're not.
Very much so.
Mark, can you help with this? Because this is what this is about.
Yeah. Okay. Part of what I was hearing, and I wish I would have said this before, is my blue heaven. And they said, we're in heaven. They're projecting blue. Your son's in heaven. And it's very easy for us to worry about our loved ones in spirit if they're alone or isolated in some way, but they're not. Okay. And your son has demonstrated this by coming through with your husband and your mother. And they're with many other spirits as well. That's what I refer to as the collective consciousness. We're the ones that are miserable. We're the ones that are sad. And that's why they're coming through to say, hey, we're in heaven. We're fine. We don't want you to despair. Now, obviously, I mean, you know, there's no Harry Potter magic wand that anyone can wave to take away the pain and the grief. But understanding that they are immortal living spirits, think of it this way. And Dr. Pat and I have said this many times. We have one life and it is eternal. So they were here in this world, but when their bodies ceased functioning, who and what they are continues on in eternity. And they want you to know that. And when it is your time to pass, which from what they're telling me is going to be years from now, they're going to be there. They're going to be there to greet you.
Yeah. And so let me leave you with this. We're going to go to a quick break, but I want to leave you with this. This is the time for you to live. And there are many groups that you can get help from with the guilt and shame. I mean, that is not a burden that anybody should carry. For whatever reason, you know, people carry it. But that's not for you to carry now. Okay, can you do that?
I'll try.
Okay, please go get some help on this because, you know, the message is for you to live. Thank you. Thank you so much. Our hearts go out to you.
Thank you,
Jennifer. Real quick. Hold on, Jennifer. Are you a member of Helping Parents Heal?
Yes.
Good. Great. When Dr. Pat to get some help, they are a phenomenal organization. I love Helping Parents Heal. That's part of on Monday, on January 29th, the World Grief Day. Go to my website, sign up for it. It's a free event. It's designed exactly for people going through what you are. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much. Yeah. And let's take a short break. Thank you so much. I apologize for the dim light in here, but we are at the beautiful Sleeping Lady Resort in Leavenworth. So I think a little dimness is okay. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Crystal Coach Show, sharing clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom with me, Anahata, every first and third Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. On The Crystal Coach Show, we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. Feel connected and reside in the vibration of love. For more information and to connect with me, visit TheCrystalCoach.com. That's TheCrystalCoach.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I am Dr. Pat. And for those of you who want to find out more about me, go to the Dr. Pat Show or go to the Transformation Network. I launched that about 14 years ago. This is the 20th year for the Dr. Pat Show. We've got lots planned, but I want to make sure y'all know how to find out about Mark. Now, there are a lot of questions. There are short answers tonight, but you can schedule time with him. Mark, how do people find out what you're up to?
Please visit my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com. I have a whole slew of events coming up. This Monday is International Day of Hope and Healing. It's an all-day online event. You can go to my website, sign up for free. I've got online light circles coming up, limited to 6 people each. Then I'll be in Houston doing spirit communication events. And that is just the beginning of what I've got going on. And of course, every Thursday is the Psychic and the Doc. Dr. Pat, I understand that we have a whole slew of callers.
Let's go.
Up.
Sierra.
Hello. Up next, we have Christina from California. Christina.
We're keeping Sierra really busy. You notice
we
that?
We are.
I know. Yeah. Let's just see it. Hey, welcome to the show. How are you? How can we help you tonight?
Hi, this is Christina.
Hi, yes, Christina.
I called in a couple of months ago, and I'd just like to see if Mark has anybody that's around me, because I'm just starting to, he helped before, but now I feel so lonely. It's like it comes back after a while.
Okay. Well, that's the nature of spirit communication. You know, because, you know, people say, oh, I feel a euphoria right after, but now I'm lonely again. You have to realize you're never truly alone. Spirits are always with you. And there is a male energy coming through. And I don't mean to laugh, but he keeps throwing strawberries at me. And I'm boom, like they're hitting me in the head. Now, I like strawberries. And so what this could mean, and go with me on this, Christina, is strawberries could mean either you or he really like strawberries or really dislike strawberries, because some people are allergic to them. But strawberries are one of my triggers for the month of February, which, you know, of course, is starting at the end of next week. And that could mean there's a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event. Birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you, this spirit, or someone close to either of you in the month of February, but it could also mean something is coming up for you this February. Does anything there resonate with you, Christina?
Well, strawberries would be my daughter that passed. She loves strawberries, all berries.
So, perfect.
And her father already passed, so she could be with her dad.
Oh, so this guy's throwing strawberries at me. This would be your husband and your daughter is symbolized by this. All right. So, wow, this is fascinating, because the last reading we had 3 family members. Now we got 2. We got your husband and your daughter. And hold on.
Yes.
This is interesting. I keep hearing and I keep hearing Elvis like, I'm hearing Elvis Presley. So what that could indicate to me, Christina, is, you know, somebody loves or hates Elvis. But that could mean a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event between New Year's Eve, which is December 31st, and January 10th. And the reason for that is Elvis's birthday is, I believe, January 8th. Okay, so when I get that, that means that 2-week time frame. Is there anything between New Year's Eve and January 10th that would resonate with you in any way?
Gosh, not off the top of my head.
What about
I
Elvis?
I haven't really think about that. Well, I love Elvis, so.
Well, there you go. Okay. You love Elvis. All right. So they're locking on to me. Okay. Hold on.
Music.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah. You know, your husband said that you know how to cut a rug. You know how to cut a rug. Are you a good dancer, Christina? Because he is dancing up a storm. And he said your dance card was always full. He loved to dance. He's talking about your dance card. He goes, it'll always. Yeah, he loved that. Now, he's talking about fender bender. All right, were you in a fender bender, a minor car accident? But he is talking about a fender bender.
Long time ago.
Was he there?
He was, yes.
Okay, he's talking about the fender bender.
Call, but it was near him. Yes.
Okay, now let's see if we can get your daughter to come through. She said, at least here I don't have to wear a plaid skirt. Okay, there's got to be something with a plaid. I'm laughing about this.
Well, she went to Catholic school.
Oh my God, I was about to say, when I was a kid and I went to Catholic school, the girls had to wear plaid skirts. And she's saying, at least here I don't have to wear a plaid skirt. You know what it is?
Wow.
I'll tell you. Your husband and your daughter are hysterically funny, and this is part of the reason that they're coming through, is to make you laugh, to make you chuckle. Oh, okay. And your husband said, stop watching those depressing movies. Well, are you watching a bunch of depressing movies, lady? He said, stop watching those depressing movies.
Sometimes, yeah, I do.
Yeah, let's try to do some comedies. Let's try to do some comedies. That's what they're telling me. And your daughter also said, exercise program, Mom. Exercise program, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I need to get back. I'm lying with the exercise.
Yeah, and Dr. Pat can explain this. I'll turn it over to her in just a sec. Is exercise is really good for taking the edge off grief. Dr. Yes. Pat, why don't you take it from here? Yeah.
So you ever thought about going dancing with your friends?
You know what? I was thinking of going line dancing, yes.
Do it! Come on, girlfriend! Let's go! My buds are going to be up here tomorrow night, and they teach line dancing, and, you know, I'm going to try. Okay.
Come on.
It doesn't take anything. You meet people. Okay, get out of the house, right? Because you know why.
Yes.
Here's why. Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. What's down the end of that lonely street? Hold on.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Come on, get out of the house, girlfriend. All right.
Yes.
All right.
We'll see you. Thank you, Mark.
Did I really channel Elvis right there? Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Christina.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
All right, Sierra, I think we're going to another call here.
We got to do it quick. We got to do it quick before Mark and I just lose it.
Up next, we have Melissa from Virginia. Melissa,
hey, Melissa, how can we help you? Sierra just was holding you right there. How can we help you, Melissa?
Well, I am coming from a family of very abusive people. I'm like the black sheep. My estranged mother she's taking me to court right now because I'm trying to get my property back from her. And I'm wondering if I can get any insights to this. I did have a very close connection with her mom, my grandmother, and I was there for her passing. Right before she passed, there was lots of times when the lights would flicker and things like that. And I had discussions with my grandma before about, like, could we have a plan sign of what it would be for her to be around? And she said, you know, you'll know. And so ever since then, it's been, I think, at least 3 years, you know, I've been seeing, like, the light flickering a lot. I since even moved state. Now I have a new light, and it magically comes on all the time. And so I'm wondering if that's her or if that's, like, other spirits. And
well, hold on. We'll get to your grandmother hopefully in a moment, but there's another spirit coming in, and this is a male energy. And this guy, he's showing like he's wearing like kind of a button down sort of shirt, but a very casual one with overalls. He's definitely showing overalls. Okay, so when I think of guys who wear overalls, this could be an outdoorsy guy, maybe somebody that likes horses or, you know, farming, something. There's an outdoorsy guy. And the thing is, he was not elderly when he passed. He looks like he could have been maybe in his 30s, maybe 30s, early 40s when he passed. And he is connected to you. And his hair color, it was sort of like an auburnish, light brown. You know, it wasn't like super ginger, but it wasn't like dark brown. It was in that auburn range. Do you recognize this person?
I don't think so. It could possibly be like a patient of mine who passed. I'm not sure.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because I've had some patients that have passed away.
Well, I understand, you know, you have patients that pass away. I'm looking for the physical description. One of your patients kind of been like a farm-oriented person or somebody that worked with horses, because he is actually, he's got this beautiful black horse eating out of his hand. Go ahead.
When you first said that, my paternal grandfather, he was actually a doctor, but he, in a second marriage, they had a big farm, they had horses and all that.
There we go. Okay. So this was your paternal grandfather, your dad's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
My grandfather, Marv.
Okay. Now, I know you're expecting your grandmother, but the cool thing about spirit communication is you never know what you have to expect, the unexpected. So he's the one that's fielding all this, and he's part of the collective. Okay. The collective is your group of spirits. He goes, we're fiddling with the lights. Okay. He said, because you've got to realize, he said, being the black sheep's not a bad thing. Being a black sheep's not a bad thing. He said, the problem with your mother's side of the family is, he said, they tend to be very tight. They tend to keep everything close. They're not understanding you. And it's not that they're necessarily bad people, but they're not understanding you, okay? And he said that this court case, and I'm always very leery. Yes, I am an attorney, but I'm always very leery about psychic advice on court cases. But this is not going to turn out the way you expect it will, nor is this going to turn out the way your mother expects it will. It looks like everybody's going to end up with something, but no one's going to end up with everything. That's what he's telling me. So I'm going to leave that with you.
I'm just trying to get, my grandmother painted a portrait of me. She was an artist and I just want my picture. If I could have any of my other belongings, that would be great. But I sued her for my painting and then she is countersuing me. Claiming I'm lying about all this stuff.
Okay. So let me, can I chime in, please?
It's horrible.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Whether you consider yourself black sheep of the family or not, there's sometimes in life we get to a crossroads. And when we get to that crossroads, we draw a line in the sand about what we're willing not to compromise with anymore. Believe me, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I think being the black sheep in the family, whatever that even means, I don't even know what that means, but you're a little bit different than the rest of them. Let's just say that. Not less than and not bad, but you're a little bit different. You're probably a little bit more gusto, a little bit feisty. I'm telling you, this is not bad. I was on a call this morning, a 4 or 5 way call on a dispute for land, and I'm listening to the attorney and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I just had to stand up and say something. That's all you're doing. You see, you have the right to go after property that you believe is yours. You have the right to do that. Don't hold on to this black sheep in a family thing anymore. It has nothing to do with your rights. You can be anything you want to be in the family. You know, you could be the one that's been blacklisted.
I can't, actually.
You can't.
I mean, she's very manipulative, and so she's turned.
Right,
over,
but you're
I,
suing her.
Turned everyone against me for a year.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of a lawsuit. Correct.
Well, I was trying not to be. My parents were divorcing, and I was trying to have my dad just get it for me. And supposedly, his lawyer said that the only way I could get it from the house was that if I made the claim, if I sued.
I'm going to say one last thing to you. You're at a crossroads. This is a tough place to be. It really is. Yeah. It's the place where you're watching your family do things. And I watch my brother, but it's the place where you're watching him do it. And you know, I wish I could tell you it's going to turn out all roses. But the bottom line is, are you willing to stand up for yourself, whatever that looks like? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you really want this.
I've always stood up against abuse.
Good. That's what I'm trying to say.
Everybody in my family. So
that's what I'm trying to say. So this is really the crossroads. This is the crossroads you're at. And sometimes when we reach that crossroads, especially about family, it's rarely pretty. It rarely is. It's rarely pretty. And, you know, the thing that I would say to you, if you're going to take this journey, you need to take care of yourself. You have to, if you're going to embark on this journey, which is emotional, it is physical at some level. It's certainly mental and it's clearly spiritual. If you're going to check the yes box on it, then you have to make sure you're taking care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Mm-hmm. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you don't, it could take you down and you don't want that. Thank you. Right, Mark?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. These type of situations are always difficult, but like your grandfather said, this is not going to turn out the way you expect it to, nor your mother. So, you know, Dr. Pat's right. You got to stand up for yourself. And for all you know, they may relinquish this, but, or maybe this is, and, you know, I never want to tell anybody to turn their back on their family because, you know, family is something that you should get along with, but this may be,
my dog after multiple attempts, he killed my dog.
But what I'm saying is, maybe this is time to chart a new direction in your life that does not include them.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Forget the word family. Just forget the word family for a minute. If they were not your family, how would you be looking at this situation? They killed your dog? I mean, forget about the word family. So this is what I'm saying. If you're going to take it on, you've got to get yourself emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally fit. That's all I'm saying, okay? But you have a choice. You don't have to. Let your heart guide you and let spirit guide you, okay?
Is there any opportunity for spirit to guide her to just do the right thing and just return myself?
That's why I said I'm going to leave that with you, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. It's more powerful for you to have spirit guide you. You know, every time I've had somebody ask me, I don't talk about this much, but I'm also an ordained minister. Every time somebody has asked me about something like this, I said, you are diluting your power. You dilute it. Take that spiritual energy and say, please come on in here. Help me rise up. Help me go to the place I've never gone before so I can find the insight for myself to move forward in my life peacefully, gracefully, and also abundantly prosperous. That's what you want to pray for because the rest will take care of itself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks. All right, Sarah, I think we have time for one more. Why don't we do that? Why don't we see if we got another amazing caller here?
Yeah, up next we have Sterling from Florida. Sterling, you are live.
Hi, Sterling. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
How can we help you, Sterling?
I was hoping you could see something with my health.
I'm sorry, you got to speak up. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, speak up, kind of. Sierra, maybe we can turn up the gain just a tad on that.
Okay,
Sterling, you got to say something. All right, go for it.
Yes, I was hoping you could see something with my health.
Here's the thing. I don't really want to do that, not because I don't want to help you, but Dr. Pat and I, we both have PhDs, but we're not medical doctors. And so I'm going to have to defer to your physicians. If you have an issue with your health, you need to go to the doctor. Because what can happen
is they may bring up an issue. And I'm not saying this applies to you, but let's say they bring up your liver, okay? The issue may not be your liver. It could be something which is affecting your liver. Do you see what I'm saying? Or they could bring up a type of medication and you'll think, oh, I need to take that medication. But what the spirits are saying is that medication's an issue, as in it could be bad for you. It's like if I say broccoli, that doesn't mean eat broccoli, because maybe broccoli will kill you. So I don't do that type of reading, because it is in your best interest for you to defer to your healthcare professional.
Okay,
I'm going to leave you with this real quick. The fact that you asked the question, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'll tell you, the fact that you asked the question, you know something's going on. You got to go take care of something, right?
Right. It's just that I have been to the doctors. I just cannot get answers. So
exactly. It is a journey
to be coming up in the tests.
I know. I believe it. I know. I'm telling you, I know exactly what you're saying. I went through this myself. I went through this with my best friend who's here, who almost didn't make it. None of the blood work showed anything wrong with her, but sometimes it's not all that. Don't give up though. You see, don't go get another doctor. Go get somebody else, because they want us to think you're not crazy. Just go find somebody that's going to get you some relief, okay?
Okay, I can do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. Don't give that up.
Okay? Yeah, don't give up.
That up.
And you know, you may want to look for a holistic physician. And they said you're in Florida. The Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville has a branch there, and the Mayo Clinic is the top diagnostic institute on the planet. So you may want to go there, because you know your body, your body's telling you something, and just because local doctors haven't found it, they're not thinking outside of the box. So follow Dr. Pat's advice.
I will. Okay, good. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Wow, that is so tricky. You know, we went through that with Linda, Mark. And I mean, everything on the planet, blood works fine. I mean, ridiculous.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. But we didn't give up. We found a solution. What a great show, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have time to, I think we're kind of chewing it down, right?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. I don't want to cut somebody off right in the middle. So for the callers who are on the line, Dr. Pat and I will be back next week for another call-in show. So please call back. This is Opposites Attract. And you can tell from our screens, you know, mine's too bright. Dr. Pat's a little bit too actually, your lighting's better now, and you got the awesome background of the snowy the woods.
Sunset and the snow.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I know. Well, yeah, and those of you, Sierra makes notes every show of who's called in that doesn't get on. And we'll do our best to get you in here. Mark, again, one more time. Website, let folks know how to connect with you.
Sure. I've got a whole lot of events coming up this whole year. Please go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com. Sign up for my newsletter. And you can also find out about my books, about next week's The Psychic and the Doc Show. And all the events I have coming up. And that's all on my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And like I said, I've got Light Circle events coming up on February, I believe 16th and 17th. And looking forward to making connections for the people that are in the Light Circle. And we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. Because you all are the best audience on the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for supporting us. We are planning a great 2024 for you. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.